This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We've been taking a look at tipping this week. In the U.S., the standard amount for tip has drifted upwards over the past few years, and people are nudged in new ways to add a gratuity. Those little tipping screens pop up even for takeout meals. Even self-checkout machines sometimes request tips. Today, we are taking a look at how things are done in the U.K. Here's the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson.
To tip or not to tip? That's often a tricky question for Brits because tipping is still generally seen as optional. Jane Pendlebury is the CEO of HOSPA, an organisation for hospitality industry workers.
Most people expect to tip when they have had a meal in a restaurant. If they were serving themselves or they were up at a counter picking something up, then I don't think there would be any expectation for a tip.
In restaurants, the standard tip is around 10%, but people won't leave any extra if they think the service hasn't been good enough. Taxi drivers don't expect a tip, but sometimes people will say keep the change when they pay with a bill. And of course, tips are now built into ride-sharing apps like Uber. Cheers, mate. In the UK, employers have to pay a minimum wage of just over $13 an hour, and everyone gets free healthcare, so there's less reliance on tips to top up workers' income. That's something that Rhys Mason, the bar manager of the Sun Tavern, a bar in London, has had to get used to.
If you're with a couple of your friends, you just want to have a couple of pints, don't expect you to tip. But if there's a group of 25 people celebrating an engagement party, there's going to be a little bit more of an expectation.
He's originally from Ontario in Canada, where he says,
a few years back, a server wage was a few dollars lower in expectation that you would be paid tips on top of that, usually somewhere between 15 and 18%.
Now Ontario has introduced a minimum wage of $15.50 an hour, a third more than the US federal minimum wage. Plus, Canadians get free basic medical care. So where do tips go in the UK? Some restaurants and bars allow workers to keep them and others divide them between everyone on shift. But it's not illegal for employees to use a service charge when an automatic tip, usually of 12.5%, is applied to the cheque to boost the revenue. And that's partly why people like Louise Kennedy only tip in certain places.
I tend to tip 20% or more if I'm in an independent establishment. I feel comfortable with an independent that I know who's getting the money, whereas when it's a chain, that isn't quite as clear.
That's changing next year when all the tips will have to go to staff. In London, I'm the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.